Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Joining us in the studio, it's junior varsity candidate for the varsity part of the show, comedian Jeff Vibbert. Vibs is usually running our cameras. We have our new HD cameras. Some of them are up already.
They're gorgeous.
They look wonderful.
Now, Vibs, your assignment has been to comb the internet looking for interesting things out there in the world of Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. What have you found so far?
Correct. So the Cubs won the World Series in 2016.
Sure.
Big news.
Mm-hmm.
So this tweet is from Eric Turtle at Dubstep for Dads. Tom, do you know what dubstep is?
That's no.
It's some form of
isn't
music,
it some
right?
kind of rap dancing or something?
It's like an electric
hip-hop.
Music type. Yeah,
okay,
close
sure.
enough. I'll give it
something
to you.
Something I have no interest in other words.
So Eric Turtle tweets, "Oh, you're a Cubs fan now? Name literally three different species of bears, you freaking idiot."
Ah.
What?
Misdirection. That's the key to comedy.
All
okay.
right.
That's right.
Off to a good start. Perfect. Next tweet from Chooch, at Chooch.
Chooch.
Don't know why
is
you have that
our,
name.
Is this our friend Chooch?
No.
What? Not everything in the world concerns or revolves around you. There are another person named Chooch, probably.
Okay. I know one.
Who do you know named Chooch, Tom?
Chooch.
Chooch. Our buddy Chooch. He's
is
a singer.
Is it spelled with three zeros?
No.
Okay,
he
yeah,
only,
that's
he
traditional
only does two. Right?
Two.
Traditional.
Yeah. Traditional spelling of choo.
Yeah.
You're driving me insane.
How do you spell choo-choo train?
C-H-O-O. C-H-O-O.
Is that how he got the nickname Chooch?
Next.
Okay.
What does Chooch have to say?
Chooch says, "One more hot dog left. Who wants it?" Jesus speed walks across Jeff's pool.
Got him back. I think Jesus. Yeah, I think Jesus would like
it. You think he'd like a hot dog?
I just like the idea of Jesus speed walking. Because anyone speed walking looks ridiculous.
I don't know what comedy show it was, but I saw that. This is like 20 years ago. I want to say it was like Viva Comedy or I think Thomas Lennon had something
yes,
to do with
yeah.
it. Maybe. I don't know. But it was Jesus in high school, and he was on the swim team. And everybody's swimming, and then you see Jesus running behind him with his robe pulled up, and he's just running. And of course, he's winning.
Yeah.
But
Thomas Lennon is in the new Odd Couple. He's fantastic in that show. Mm-hmm. Just the best. I'm sorry. Back to you, Vibs.
Okay. This is from Electral Mon.
Okay.
Star Wars spoiler alert.
Uh-oh.
Okay, now that all the nerds stopped listening, my parents are out of town, and I'm throwing a party. My brother's going to buy us beer. Smart.
That is smart.
Jeff Vibbert is our guest. He's going through things that he found on Twitter that were mildly
and we
amusing.
Were talking about Jeff earlier
oh,
because
wow.
he...
Could we get to the last one here, please? Don't we have one more?
Okay, sorry. Is there one, is there one more?
We got one more.
Okay.
So everyone was home for the holidays. Their family asks them if they're dating anyone. This is again from at Dubstep for Dads. Family, so you dating anyone? Me, splitting open a 48-pack of hot dogs. These are on sale. Can you believe it?
He loves hot dog jokes, huh?
Hot dogs are big. Hot dogs are big in 2017.
Hot dogs are big amongst kids, right?
If you want to find out what's going on, you can retweet Vibs, get a hold of us, and we'll see what's out there, and we'll spread it around. We'll spread the word for you.
So Vibs on his cross-country team thought it would be funny. Why did you shave your head in the form of you only had hair around the edges?
Right. Well, I put a duffel bag in the front of the room, and I said, all right, who wants to see me shave my head, put money in this bag? And people put in $82. So I shaved my head into a skullet. And then I ran a cross-country meet the next day.
Right.
And normally when you run a cross-country meet, like, your parents from your team will cheer for you. Every single parent cheered for me that day. Because when you shave a skullet, it makes it look like you've had brain surgery.
Sure. What did you say a skullet's called? A tonsure?
Tonsure.
No. A tonsure is a religious...
Well, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Not really. That's a ring of hair, the tonsure is, and then this is...
The tonsure is the Friar Tuck thing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so this the is... The skullet is the Ben Franklin thing.
Yeah, that's what he had.
But we should point out, have a huge head of hair. You look like John F. Kennedy when he was in junior high school. Oh, do you get carded all the time?
Yes, Tom, I do. Thank you for bringing that up.
How old are you?
Of course he does.
I'm 26 and a half.
You know, the only people who say half are 4-year-olds.
He goes to a restaurant. He sits down. He has his license out. Yeah.
You look like JFK in junior high,
but a little better looking though, right?
I think so. A little better.
Yeah. Definitely.
I think he looks a lot like
JFK. Was
John
a super handsome
John Mayer. I think he looks like John Mayer.
I think Chick's right. I do look
John
a little
Mayer
like John Mayer
and Tom Brady. John Mayer,
nothing like John Mayer.
If John Mayer put his head in a vice, maybe.
What does that mean?
No, Tom's right. John Hill's got a rounder sort of
head. Are you saying Vibs has a narrow head? Looks like it's been pinched?
No, Jeff's head is narrower than John Mayer's.
I wasn't rotated enough in the crib. They didn't rotate me.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Do you have a flat head in the back? Yeah, they left me on my back too long. I almost choked.
Well, thank you, Vibs. How do people get a hold of you if they want to participate in this game?
Find me on Twitter, @TheJeffVibbert. The picture of the skull is on the Bob and Tom Twitter, @BobandTom.
Okay, and good luck to your throat. I can tell you've had a rough go out there.
Yeah.
He's had the flu.
Yeah, I almost died.
Did you really?
Oh, come on.
I'm trying to get some sympathy, come on.
I know what you're doing.
He had melatonin, he's available. He had melatonin for the first time and started hallucinating.
Oh.
Hallucinating?
That's best 12 hours of sleep I've ever had.
I love melatonin. I take it every night.
He said he's talking to ghosts and stuff.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.